This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Yes,
there's a lot of instances where it's worth a lot more than gold. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Coming up, second hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, and we're going to talk Second Call Defense and some other stuff. I have one Achilles heel. It's bad. It's a bad Achilles heel. My weakness is children. My weakness is children. And I can take a loss of innocence as they grow up because it's gradual, you know, and it has its sad moments, but, you know, it's pretty much something that just happens. It happens to you in front of you gradually. It's something you can take. I am, however, deeply affected by violent death of children. Now, what happened in Townville, South Carolina, happened about 20 minutes away from me. This school shooting. And we're going to get into certain parts of things first. But, you know, I was in, I went grocery shopping today, and I like to go to Trader Joe's because with my diet and everything, the prices are good, the ingredients are good. So that helps me with my diet, and it's stuff I don't mind eating. And I'm there, and they're all dressed like Batman. Now the Halloween decorations are out, but everybody is dressed like Batman, or has a Batman mask, or has a Batman hat, or a Batman shirt. And I hold my tongue until it's time to check out. And then when I get to the checkout, I've got a young man that is the He's bringing me up, and he's wearing a Batman mask, and I ask him. And he looks at me, and this was a young fellow, a young black man. I mean, tatted up, you know. This kid is in the highlight of the strength of his life. He's never going to be more powerful as a physical specimen in his life. And he looked at me with the saddest look in his eyes, and he said, "Jacob liked Batman." And he was referring to young Jacob Hall. Jacob Hall is the 6-year-old who passed away after being shot at Townville Elementary School. His funeral was live streamed online, and it was superhero themed because he was interested in superheroes. And the mourners there dressed as the Avengers and Superman and Batman, and there was even a Batman with a Batmobile. And they celebrated 6-year-old Jacob's life. All of his favorite heroes were there. Jacob took a round to the femoral artery. And that massive blood loss led to cardiopulmonary arrest, and he died this past Saturday. At the same hospital where they saved my life. He had been on life support in the hospital since the shooting. I don't take these moments and sit around and go, what am I supporting? And I don't take these moments and second guess my position on anything. Because I know what I'm supporting, because I've been out there and I've seen the other side, and I know what it's all about. However, I lament the absolute pig-headedness of the gun-free zone. Not because I have, and you know what, I don't ever want to shoot anybody. I don't like seeing people shot. I don't like that. However, when you have somebody walking in, into a place where there are children. And the guy that actually stopped the shooter, who's a 14-year-old who allegedly killed his father on and then went to the school to shoot up the school, the guy that actually took him down was armed, but he just tackled him. And I guess I can see that. However, I don't know that I would have reacted the same way. I know that when you're looking at a 14-year-old, and you're an adult, and you're bringing a weapon up on them, or thinking about bringing a weapon up on them, you're thinking 14-year-old. However, Jacob Hall, he went to school that day, and his mother let him go to school that day, thinking that he was going to come home, and thinking that he would go to school the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and that he would grow up, and his innocence would slowly peel away as childhood receded in the rearview mirror, and he grew into adolescence, and then he grew into manhood. And instead, now he dies forever young as a superhero. And that means, taking all of that into consideration, if I'm ever in that predicament, which will be horrific, that I'm going to have to make that decision to try to stop them faster than running up on them and tackling them. Because that's all we have left now. And this will happen, damn it, this will happen again and again. And it'll happen, you know, John Adine has written about how it's going to happen in a hospital where all these helpless people and children are. And it's going to continue to happen because too many people cannot sit back and simply look at things and say, this is the world we live in today, and this is what we have to do to protect them. If schools were not a gun-free zone, that kid would not have gone to that school to shoot in that school, and Jacob Hall would be alive today. And that's what infuriates me the most, that because of stupidity over some feel-good nonsense, a 6-year-old child is dead. And he's not alone. Children die all the time because of this stuff. And it's not about guns. It's never been about guns. This has to do with opportunity and mental illness and crimes of opportunity and all this other stuff. And simply taking these places and making them available makes the opportunity happen all the time. And it's by law. It's mandated by law that it is that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com and welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Yeah. And shoot it. Once you've built it, go out and shoot it, man. It is a blast. BootlegInc.com. This didn't really make the news, I guess, because it's such good news. And it happened last week. It was a quintuple victory for Second Amendment rights. A federal judge last week overturned a ban on carrying handguns in public, a ban on so-called assault weapons, caliber restrictions for long guns, and a $1,000 tax on handguns, and a requirement that all guns be registered with the government. The individual right to arm self-defense in the case of confrontation cannot be regulated into oblivion, declared Ramona Manglona, chief judge of the U.S. District Court for the Northern Mariana Islands. In her September 28th ruling, she notes that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, which includes the Northern Mariana Islands, has said there is no constitutional right to carry a concealed weapon in public. But the Ninth Circuit did not address the broader question of whether the right to armed self-defense recognized by the Supreme Court in the Heller decision extends beyond the home. Adopting the historical analysis and logic that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit applied when it overturned an Illinois ban on carrying guns in 2012, Manglona concluded that the Second Amendment, based on its plain language, the history described in Heller 1, and common sense, must protect a right to armed self-defense in public. While the right of armed self-defense, including in public, is subject to traditional limitations, she said, it is not subject to elimination. Since the law enforced by the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands completely destroys that right, it is unconstitutional regardless of the level of scrutiny applied, and the court must strike it down. She emphasizes that she upheld the individual's right to carry and transport an operable handgun openly for self-defense outside the home. That's because the traditional limitation she mentions includes bans on concealed weapons. As the Supreme Court noted in Heller, the majority of the 19th century courts to consider the question held that prohibitions on carrying concealed weapons were lawful under the Second Amendment or state analogs. Although the open carry of guns may clash with contemporary sensibilities, it is the mode of publicly bearing arms that is most clearly protected by the Second Amendment. I have argued that for a long time. Nobody ever listens to me, though. Now, since Heller, no appeals court has upheld a complete ban on carrying guns in public, but several have upheld laws that give local authorities wide discretion to decide who may do this. In 2012, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit upheld New York's requirement that people seeking permission to carry handguns in public show proper cause. In 2013, Third Circuit upheld a similar New Jersey law requiring a justifiable need. And the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit upheld a Maryland law demanding a good and substantial reason. Last month, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia heard a Second Amendment challenge to a D.C. law that requires carry permit applicants to show they have good reason to fear injury, meaning they have a special need for self-protection distinguishable from the general community. Judge Manglona's rejection of the CNMI assault weapon ban is almost as striking as her vindication of the right to bear arms, because she scrutinizes the law's logic instead of deferring to the supposed expertise and wisdom of legislators.
CNN, my law, prohibits half a dozen rifle features, a pistol grip under the action of the weapon, a forward pistol grip, a thumb hole stock, a folding or telescopic stock, a flare launcher, and a flash suppressor. She concludes that a ban on those features cannot pass intermediate scrutiny, which demands that a law further, an important government interest through means that reasonably fit that interest. The Commonwealth has not shown any evidence that its means fit its end. In fact, the evidence suggests that the banned attachments actually tend to make the rifles easier to control and more accurate, making them safer to use. Because the Commonwealth's ban does not match its legitimate and important interests, the ban fails intermediate scrutiny and will be struck down. She was likewise unpersuaded that the CNMI ban on long gun calibers larger than .223, which appears to be the only caliber limit that strict in the country, is reasonably related to public safety. The official rationale is that larger bullets travel farther, creating a greater hazard for innocent bystanders. But other factors affect the maximum range, and Manglona notes that given the prevalence of dense jungle, hills, and buildings within the CNMI, most bullets fired from almost any gun would probably be stopped before reaching its effective range. Then there's a tax, $1,000. She said the power to tax is not just the power to fund the government, it is the power to destroy. $1,000 tax comes close to destroying the Second Amendment right to acquire the quintessential self-defense weapon. The court will strike it down. She also deemed the burden imposed by the CNMI gun registration system, which requires a separate application for each weapon, unjustified by public safety concerns. But she did uphold the Commonwealth's licensing requirement for gun buyers, mainly because it goes beyond federal law by requiring background checks for all aspiring gun owners, and not just those who purchase their firearms from federally licensed dealers. She also upheld the magazine limitation. So it was great, sort of. And, interesting. It's interesting that this judge in this territory, and, that's going to be another one of those things. This is another reason to vote for Trump, actually, because this will end up going. I'm sure the legislative body of the Northern Marianas Islands are going to say, well, you can't tell us what to do, judge. We'll do what we want to do. We are the legislature. So I'm sure they'll pursue that, and then they'll throw it to the Supreme Court, and they'll be waiting. We need to make sure that one of our buddies is waiting with them. We'll be right back.
Century company, founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Interesting thing today. We've become so politically correct that we no longer correctly categorize people that we're seeking in law enforcement. All across the nation, local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies list wanted Latino criminals as white. On the Miami-Dade Police Department, most wanted sexual predators and offenders, 14 of 20 individuals are listed as white. These 14 white males are Oscar Loaiza Restrepo, Javier Tejada Jr., Julio Sanchez, Yandy Perez, Ariel Rivello, Julio Cesar Lopez, George Noah, Alexis Garcia Checa, Benjamin Alicia, last name Del Toro, Eugenio Carbonell, Rafael Morales, and Joaquin Armando Arroyo. This is seen as well on the federal level. Then there's Eric Armando Ferrer, listed by the U.S. Marshal Services as among New Mexico's most wanted. He has warrants for two counts of homicide, assault with intent to commit a violent felony, and shooting at and from a motor vehicle. According to the marshals, he is a member of the gang Southside Locos. He's also described as a white male. The Daily Caller previously reported about how 9 out of 10 individuals on Texas's top 10 most wanted list were Hispanics marked as white. Texas has since updated the list to clarify that the fugitives are Hispanic. One of the members they had listed as white was Justin Lane Slatton Jr., who was part of the gang Latin Kings. Now, one thing you'll notice, for those of you that go out and buy guns, if you filled out a Form 4473 recently, they have a part there where you're identifying yourself, and you have to check it twice. You have to make sure that you're not Hispanic, right? And then you can check white. They have a Hispanic or a non-Hispanic, and then you can check white. So the feds have categorized it that way on that piece of paperwork, but not when they're looking for bad guys. This is part of a larger trend of Latino criminals being marked as white due to the federal government and many local authorities not counting Latino as a race. If they're Mexican, okay, they're not really Latino. They're mestizos. They're Indians almost. The mestizos are a tribe of Indians. California does include Hispanic as a race in its statistics. In 2014, 797 Hispanics were arrested for homicide, while 287 whites were arrested for the same crime. A 2014 estimate found that 89.6% of California Hispanics identify as white. Without the Hispanic crime category, the amount of murder arrests of whites would be tripled in California. Since the large majority of legal and illegal aliens are Hispanic, marking them as white works to obscure the true picture of immigrant crime in America. And that's what they're trying to do, is obscure that picture. Ian Smith is an investigative associate at the Immigration Reform Law Institute. He also said, "This is nothing short of soft oppression, as every American deserves to fully understand all the negative consequences of immigration, so they can exercise their sovereign right to let in who they want and in what number." Then here's some more white individuals wanted for law enforcement. Juan Carlos Campa Gutierrez is a white male wanted by the DEA's El Paso division for drug and money laundering charges. Campa Gutierrez was born in Mexico, and his last known address was also in Mexico. Then there's Jorge Quispe Palomino, also wanted by the New York division of the DEA. This white male is allegedly the leader of a Peruvian-based narco-terrorist organization. Then there's Candido Bernardino, who's on the top 10 most wanted list in the Nevada Division of Investigation. He's wanted on methamphetamine distribution charges. He is also white. Oh, that just cracks me up. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make light of a serious problem where they're trying to obscure the fact that all of these Hispanics that they're letting in are it's just like all of the Middle Eastern people that they're letting in. Of course, not all of them are terrorists. They just got terrorists in their midst, and we're not vetting any of them. And of course, they're not all drug people. They're just drug people in their midst, and we're going to let in all of them. So, you know. Does anybody remember the story? Holland Tunnel coming from New Jersey to New York City, where there was this guy with the zombie truck or something, and he was arrested carrying a whole carload of guns. And there was a lot of talk about him being a terrorist, but that was not the case. It all started with a 3:30 a.m. phone call to try to rescue a Wilkes-Barre girl. And that's when John Cramsey upended his own life. He was arrested this past June with a cache of weapons and ammunition near the Holland Tunnel. 51-year-old gun range owner made international news, and some branded it as a terrorist. But the New York City tabloid media mocked him a lot. They called him the leader of the Kooks of Hazard, and said it was a redneck rescue mission. They arrested June 21st while en route to Brooklyn to a drug den to locate a 17-year-old Wilkes-Barre girl who, Mr. Cramsey says he was summoned to help in the middle of the night after she awoke to find her friend dead from a suspected heroin overdose. They were pulled over while trying to enter New York City in Mr. Cramsey's elaborately decorated truck with pro-gun and anti-drug decals, including one that reads, "Shoot your local heroin dealer." He was jailed for 3 months, and he recently just recently made bail. He has lost his gun range business and his home. He's lost his right to bear arms while he's out on bail. He could also lose every year left of his freedom. He also faces gun charges that could send him to jail for years. And Mr. Cramsey's not regretting any of this because he says he is nothing compared to losing his own daughter in February to an overdose of heroin laced with fentanyl. And since then, he's become an anti-heroin crusader. And they hit him in his Achilles heel, didn't they? They sure did. They figured out how to get him to act, and he did, and he's going to pay for it. So everybody's saying, well, his heart was in the right place. You can't do that. Okay. I would love to know if the cops were called about this drug den. Were the cops called to this drug den? Because they should have been called to this. Now, what then if you call them to the drug den and they don't do anything? I don't know what you do at that point. Maybe then you might think about getting in your elaborately decorated truck with all of the gun slogans on it, too. Or maybe you just don't do it. Well, but he has no regrets. And, okay. I've just found that interesting since I saw it the first time. But no regrets on his part for completely losing everything he's got to be sent off on a crusade. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I own, currently, two handguns, and I have another one on the way. They are all Glocks. They all have been modified by Agency Arms. And they are all 9mm. There's a reason for that. One reason is just how good that, I mean, just the box stock coming out of, you know, you buy it, you pull it out, you start carrying it. Straight out of the box, the Glock is a superb gun. And let me explain something to you. As a company, I hate Glock. But the firearm is arguably just like, you know, it's like a Timex watch. It just never stops running. Now, notice I didn't say like a fine Swiss timepiece, because a Swiss timepiece is fairly complicated. Marine Corps thought so, too. The Marine Corps announced that the only sidearm for the Marine Corps Special Operations Command is the Glock 19. They had received some new Colt 1911s. They have ditched them for the Glock 19. Major Nick Manweiler, spokesperson for the Marine Corps Forces Special Operations Command, said, We put our money behind the 9mm round fired by an extremely well-trained marksman carrying a Glock 19. He added that the 9mm Glock is the only pistol Marine special operators are allowed to take into battle. Since last year, they have purchased and fielded 1,654 Glock 19s because Raiders need a reliable secondary weapon that could be used in for both a concealed carry profile and a low visibility profile, and having one approved pistol for all special operators saves money. Based on lessons learned in our operations, we also took into consideration how well a round could penetrate objects of varying densities and different environmental conditions. We concluded that a 9mm round suited our needs. The FBI has begun transitioning from 45 to 9mm handguns. And they are going with Glock 19s and 17s. And also, the Justice Department and the offices of Inspector General will be getting those as well. Now, without going into the specifics of the design, the whole argument for Glock is pretty basic. And I mean, Agency Arms, you know, that I can't really, I don't have a stock one to hold up in front of you if you're watching on video. So I'm just going to hold up this, my Agency Arms Glock 19, my daily carry gun. I carry it a variety of different ways and a variety of different methods and everything else. If it's in the bike from bike riding, well, it's in my, it's on my hip bag. It's in my hip bag that I've changed into a very clever holster. When I'm wearing gym clothes, I'm wearing it with a belly band holster. And then I have concealment holsters that I carry it around in as well when I'm wearing regular pants. So I carry it a variety of different ways. I also have a variety of holsters that will carry it outside of outside the waistband as well, including a beautiful, specially made for me, and it was specially made because they sawed it down, specially made for me sock holster, SOC holster by G-Code for when I want to train with it when I'm, at the LEO range. So this size gun and this configuration of the gun, 15 rounds, one in the chamber, now special operators are looking at this and saying what all of these other instructors have been saying all along, which is it's the best gun there is. Now, my favorite, now I carry this one every day. Okay, I carry the Glock 19 every day. Thought about going single stack. I've thought about going back to the Glock 26. I carry the Glock 19 every day. My favorite is the Glock 17. Just because I have trained most of the classes I've ever taken, anything else, have been with the Glock 17. I need to change that, though, because I don't carry the Glock 17 every day. I carry the Glock 19 every day. Now, the beauty of this, of course, is that with the magazines for this will fit into this. Not vice versa, but you get my gist. The next gun I'm going to be getting is going to be a Glock 34, which will carry the same magazines as the Glock 17, which will run, those magazines will run in the Glock 19. There's a method to my madness. Now, of course, there are plenty of really good guns out there today. The problem with them, though, is how many moving parts they have. Smith & Wesson's M&P has more moving parts. The XD has more moving parts. The Glock has 31 moving parts. It is a fairly simple piece. Tim Harmson at Military Arms Channel, he's been doing these tests where he calls it the gauntlet, and he's been he starts out with water, then he goes to sand, then he goes to dirt, then he goes to mud. And if it functions, well, then it passes. And I mean, he's used all of the traditional handguns, the SIG 226. He's used two different variants of it. I saw him running the Glock 17 through it, a brand new box stock Glock that he doesn't really carry. Tim does not like Glock. I understand it. It's not the most glamorous thing. It's not fun or anything. It's nothing new. But he'd done the gauntlet with I think the SIG 320 is one of the best guns out of the box. Apparently not, though, because it failed the gauntlet. Glock 17 passed the gauntlet.
And some of these guns can have something called the waterproof cups, which keep, that keeps water from getting into the firing pin channel, the firing channel, as they call it. This, the one he used did not have that, and it still functioned in mud, it functioned in dirt, it functioned in sand, and it certainly functioned in water. So, once again, the military leads the way. They're going to go out there. They're going to go with a very, I mean, the humble Glock 19. Getting away from, I mean, the pistol they were looking at was $2,000. The new Marine Corps 45, $2,000 for a 1911. 1911s are fine guns. I've carried them more than any other gun ever. But the learning curve between a 1911 and this is vastly different. And that's what it all boils down to. These guns have the, you know, it stuns me. It stuns me they went with the simpler pistol. Because that's not normally what they want to do. They want to go, when they went with the Beretta, I mean, the safety on the, it used to be they had to have a safety. Now, and probably on the frontline units, they'll still continue to do that. But with the safety on the 45, it only worked one way. You thumbed it up when the hammer was back and you thumbed it down to go to fire. With the Beretta, it was both a hammer drop, and I don't think they could carry it cocked and locked, so they had to, the first shot was always going to be a long pull on double action, which on the, you know, on the 1911 is, well, not the 1911 on the Beretta, it's a pretty long pull. The 1911, of course, has the best trigger ever made for any handgun known to man ever, ever. And one of the reasons I like the agency guns is because their trigger pull is closest to it. If you'll notice, this is a gun in chamber. See how far that trigger doesn't go forward in chamber when it's got a round-end battery? So, coming up next, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. The world, according to Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.